Blog Talk Radio. Welcome, welcome, welcome to On Fire to Inspire with your host, Miss On Fire to Inspire, Steph Aaliyah Butler. I tell you, I'm getting tongue-tied tonight, but I'm so excited. Happy New Year, everybody. It's our first show of 2018. This is going to be a great, great year, and I want you to confess, profess, and proclaim that it is a great and divine year for you. So I tell you, I'm welcome again to On Fire to Inspire. Welcome to 2018. I am so excited. So I want to thank all of our sponsors for the month of June. We have John Howard, his solo project of purpose. He is back with us as one of our sponsors. Guys, you got to get this album. It's entitled Purpose. You can get it off of johnsmusic.net. That's J-O-N-Z, music.net. Or you can go to any of your digital outlets to get it. But if you go to his website or the digital outlets, I'm telling you, there are 14 songs on this CD, and it will bless you in every way. You have your worship, you have your fun songs, you have your songs that remind you of who you are. So I'm telling you, go out and support this great man of God. John Howard is johnsmusic.net, J-O-H-N-Z, music.net. Also, you can follow him on Instagram and Facebook. He's John's Music, J-O-N-Z Music. Instagram, he's John's Songs, J-O-N-Z Songs. But I'm telling you, if you need someone to book, I'm telling you, you want to do it. We have Unique Expressions by Design, where they're bringing your custom ideas to life. T-shirts, mugs, journals, pens, whatever it is you need to make your brand, customize your brand, Unique Expression by Design, and Angelise Washington is there to take care of that for you. Third Heaven Sound, where it's not just music, it's a sound. CDs are available on Reverb Nation and CD Baby. Third Heaven Sound is also responsible for the music that you hear in the jingle. So I did the words, Latonya Foles did the singing, and he did the music. He is a musical genius. So again, Third Heaven Sound, where it's not just music, it's a sound. You can find it on Reverb Nation, his CDs, and CD Baby. And again, if you're interested in jingles, you can reach out to him, Vincent Lynch, and he can work with you on that. Roz Hair and Beauty Bar is your one-stop shop to all of your beauty and hair care needs, from natural hair to relaxers, sew-ins, braids, lock maintenance, makeup, lashes, and much, much more. If it's anything dealing with beauty or hair care, I'm telling you, Roz will take care of you. Call Roz today and schedule your appointment at 404-599-3712. Again, that is 404-599-3712. And finally, get your $5 jewelry fix. So if you're like me and you love your accessories, because you know, ladies, those accessories make that outfit. So go to www.inspiredjewels, the number four, the letter U.com, and get your $5 cute sets. You even have some pieces that are in the Z collections that are really, really popping. Those are $25, but girls, go out. www.inspiredjewels, the number four, U.com, and go get your jewelry fix. We just thank each and every sponsor for On Fire to Inspire supporting us and our brand. We thank you because this is ministry for us, bringing word to the nations and helping people walk in their purpose and their passion. And again, tonight is our first show of 2018. And so we're so grateful and so thankful for God to bring us Miss Tiffany Kelly. Welcome, welcome, welcome to On Fire to Inspire. How are you this evening, woman of God?
I'm doing good in you. I'm excited to be here. I'm blessed. And I'm just like, woo, 2018. Yes, come on, bring it, bring it, bring it.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Well, we welcome you again. Thank you so much for taking time out of your beautiful, your busy schedule and joining us. Because all of us lead such busy lives these days, you know, just for someone to take the time out and grace us with your expertise and your time. We're appreciative of that.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, thank you. So can you introduce yourself to the On Fire to Inspire family?
Yes, well, sure. I am Tiffany Kelly, the health transformation coach, author, speaker, and owner of Loose the Power Within. And I'm originally from Brooklyn, New York. I'm the oldest of seven grandchildren to my grandmother, my mother's oldest. I have two siblings. I started out in business and ended up in education. But most importantly, I'm a woman of God. My book is called Lady of Power. I consider myself a lady of power. God has given me a mighty vision. And it's been a journey, and it's still a journey, but I consider myself to be resilient. And I'm not going to quit. I'm persistent.
Amen. We appreciate you again for joining us tonight. Your testimony is just so powerful in and of itself. Can you share with the On Fire, before we go into your testimony, can you tell us the topic itself, Loose Your Power Within? What does that topic mean to you, Tiffany?
Oh, it's deep. Well, Loose Your Power Within is a little spinoff from my company named Loose the Power Within. And it symbolizes my relationship with God and how, you know, and what my message is to other people. Because it actually came to me, that name came to me in a sermon a couple of years ago, about three, four years ago. I was looking for a name for my company, and I was in service on Palm Sunday. And it was like, and the sermon, the pastor was talking about how, you know, God gives us the power. It's up to us to access it. And then once he has already have things waiting for us to help us get to where we have to go to walk our journey. This the reason why he has us on this earth. But it's up to us to lose our power and then gain access to everything that he has already preordained for us. And so my mission is to encourage people to step into their power. And my biggest piece is about being healthy, but at the same time, you know, being able to do all those things that God has called you to do, but it also starts with being healthy, of course. I got to say that, most definitely, because that's my journey. And so that's pretty much how Loose Your Power Within, or Loose the Power Within, that's pretty much the reason why I love that name, that title, because it's all about what God has given us on the inside and what we have to, you know, do to release it.
Yes, love it. Love it, love it, love it. So there are so many people that don't even realize that they have this anyway. You know, it's like they've allowed life to tell them who they are or what they have, you know, or people who didn't know them but just wanted to judge them. And so what did you say to people when they just say, well, you know, you don't know where I come from. You don't know. When they're in this, oh, woe is me type thing, how do you relate to those people?
Well, number one, I always have to listen, because a lot of times sometimes you hear things people are not saying. And each person, of course, is different. People are open up their story and share why they feel what they feel, because they've heard me tell my story, you know.
Right.
But usually when I hear woe is me, I have to come back with a word of encouragement. And I will explain, do you understand that you're here for a purpose? That everybody here has, and it's kind of going into my first piece of, you know, how to lose your power within, is understanding that God has given you power, a unique power that no other person has. Like, it's something special in you, but you got to find it. Because once you find it, then you'll know that you are worthy of doing great things, and that we all go through stuff. And then sometimes I'll share something I went through and how but you can't sit there. You got to overcome it so that way you can move forward, because you can't sit in it. As long as you sit in it, you're gonna stay there. But if you get back up and keep moving, you receive the blessings. And so usually when I start talking, or like I said, if I'm going someplace to speak and people hear my story, it's like a message of hope for them that, you know what, if she made it through all of that, I can do this too. And sometimes I'll stay in contact with people and check in on them, and then it's that work, keep them encouraged. I post things on my Facebook. That's why I make sure anything I post on social media, I try to keep it positive, because you never know who needs a word. You never
right.
know.
That is so true. That's so true. And you never know who's watching or who's looking at it, because I've had so many people that have reached out to me, inbox me, and say, you know what, I just want to tell you, I thank you for being you. And I'm like, I don't even know this person, you know, but people just reach out to you and show their gratitude, because anytime they know they can go on your page and find something that's uplifting, nothing crazy, nothing, you know, out the box, but something to say, you know,
true.
I'm going to speak life back into that person because that's who I am. And that's who you are, Tiffany. You're a purpose midwife. And so you speak life into them, helping them understand that they do have power, that they are worthy of that power that they have, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. So your first point for them, for the first point for our listeners tonight is, tell us one more time, point number one.
That you got to know that you possess a special power. You're unique.
All right.
Mm-hmm. You know, you're unique. You possess a special power that you're unique. God gave it to you. And you got to know that.
Yes.
No matter how low you may feel you are at this point, or things you may have done, we've all done stuff. We've all done things that come short of God's word. We all have done things. And so it's like, no matter what, God still loves us unconditionally. And so we have to embrace that and know that he still gives us power. He still gives that grace. He still blesses us even so, because he's given us something special to do here on this earth. Everybody.
Yeah. Yes. Love it. Amen. So I'm actually capturing this in the event. Okay. So number one was, you are unique and you possess a special power. All right.
Yes.
And number two, or did you want to expound upon that a little bit more?
Well, when you talk about my journey, so we can sprinkle that in there too. So like, I used to be 260 plus pounds, and when I was, I'll be 42 in 16 more days, Leah. And so when I was 24, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, and I had a lot of struggles and by the time I was 29, I was on a second medication. I struggled with emotional eating. I struggled with depression, in addition to high blood pressure, a whole host of different things. And it wasn't until I realized, like, I was always good at stuff, you know, honor student in high school, great, you know, in college, when I got my master's degree. And even though I still struggled with who I was, and I had to, when I finally got tired of being sick, I said, you know what? As many students I've touched as an educator, I know God has great things for me. I had to understand that I had something special within, and I had to step into, I had to actually realize I had a special power, and now get my life together and take care of myself, because I didn't know how special I really was until I really started on that journey. So the first thing you really have to know is that you possess that special power, and then the second thing is, you have to stand in your power. You got to stand in your power and get moving. Get moving. You know, we got a lot of folks sitting around here. We were just talking about that a few minutes ago. All these gifts and these talents. You know, like how was that Miles Monroe said back in the day. You know, Dr. Miles Monroe talked about how there are all these great inventions and things that never were created, and they all sit in the graveyard. So it's like it's time to stand in our power in 2018. God has given us that power. Now it's time to loose it, unleash it, and move forward and stop procrastinating and being lazy and, you know, having fear and doubt and, you know, not understanding that we are special. And now we got to walk in it, walk in faith and do it. And I'm talking to myself too.
And we got to take on Nike's brand and just say, just do it.
Just do it. My pastor said that the other night at our wash night service. I think that he said that. Just do it.
Mm-hmm.
Just do it. Walk in faith. Because if we just sit here like, you got this special thing, this special gift, but you scared to step out and do it, or you too lazy to get out the bed and make it happen, or you keep saying, I'll do it next month, or, you know, I don't know if I'm good enough for this. We all go through that, but then you still got to keep moving. I have a friend of mine, she had this saying. She said, Tiffany, She said, be scared and do it anyway. So we got to be scared, but do it anyway. And then God will give us that spirit of fear anyway. But we got to do it anyway, regardless of how much we may think that it won't work. We won't know until we try it.
Wow. When I looked at your picture, where you had the side-by-side picture, and I do several ways of marketing. So I market it via the social media, but also to, like, a lot of people that's in my actual phone base, but in my contacts. And so people were saying, so who are these people? And I'm like, that's one person. Our guest tonight, that's one person. That's her at 28, and then that's her at 41. They was like, no, that's not the same person. I'm like, yes, that's the same lady. And she transformed her life. She's no longer on medications. She was on high blood pressure medication. And, you know, and they were like, oh, my goodness. And so some people who are ready to take that plunge of, you know, walking that thing out and losing the extra weight and taking care of these temples, because it's not about just being, you know, thin. It's about being healthy.
Mm-hmm. And I'm glad you said that, because last month, before my, I used to always say, oh, I'm a weight loss coach. That was like my title. And last month, it's like, you know, when you sit and let God talk to you and speak to you, and you start seeing, like, well, the thing that you're doing in the peak, because I have a current, my current coaching group ends in like 2 more weeks, and then my next group starts next month. And so when I heard the stories of the clients in my group, this past group that just started, that's almost over, and as I'm sitting there hearing about one lady who said how she's getting off, her doctor took her off one of her high blood pressure meds. Another person talked about how, you know, she has an illness and how she's been able to get up out of her bed and be active with her kids and be able to actually get on her bike and actually exercise in the morning. And I said, I'm not just weight loss. I'm transforming lives.
Right.
I said, I'm a health transformation coach. And I'm not a guru yet, but I know enough to help people get started. And I'm doing great things in the realm that I'm asking God to use me. And I want to put God first. He's going to use me. And so it's like, you have to transform your health. It's bigger than the weight loss. The weight loss came, but the biggest piece for me when I started was I just wanted to get off the medication, because I knew that being on medication long-term was going to cause me to have more problems than I even had already. Because what ends up happening is that it affects other organs because you've been on those meds for so long. So I don't consider myself a weight loss coach. I consider myself someone who's helping women learn how to eat healthier, change habits and routines, and learn how to manage and in some cases eliminate illnesses. That's what I'm helping women to do. Because because once we do that, when we learn how to eat better, live better, the other stuff will come. The weight loss will come. But like these quick fixes that people do these quick fixes, but that's what, if they haven't transformed their mindset and how they, routines and habits that they have layers of from childhood, then you can lose all the weight you want. But if your mind has not really totally followed and you haven't changed habits and you haven't learned about foods and how they affect your body, and you're going to be back to square one again. It doesn't change anything.
And you are so right. And you see people all the time that have had the weight loss surgeries, and then, you know, a couple of years down the line, they've gained all that weight back, and sometimes even more. And so that's when you see that the mind didn't transform into that small person. They still had that big person mentality, so that's why they got to that size. But when you shift that mindset, it starts with the renewing of the mind. Don't you agree?
Yes, it does. You have to. You have to make up your mind you want to change. And here's the other part, too, when you just said, like, in addition to that, people haven't been, like, I'm a coach. So if you don't have that support in place after you do that surgery and things like that to teach you how to, you know, plan those meals, stay accountable, get your fitness time in, you know, learn about how certain foods affect your body, learn about which things you shouldn't even touch anymore. You know, and being able to understand that, and then the next, to also understand that, hey, you have to stay the course, because if you stay the course, like losing the weight and being healthy, really healthy, will change your whole life completely. I call it freedom. Freedom.
Yes. It's definitely freedom coming off of medications when, you know, you've been on multiple meds And a lot of that, like you said, it actually causes other issues because those medications all have side effects.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So one thing fixes another thing and break down another. I used to
exactly.
tease my mom all the time. I said, now, this is what happens. They play those commercials, and they tell you to ask your doctor about it. And then they say, side effects include, we're going to take your liver out. And then, then you're going to have frequent urinary. Then, you know, then your eyesight might start blurring. Who wants to lose all of that?
Right. No. And then they blur so quickly, you hear pieces of it like, well, that don't sound good to me.
They say it quickly and they say it so softly to where you don't even
right.
capture it, you know. And so, yes, it's time to do something different and take care of these temples because, God is calling us to greater, you know.
Yep.
So you told us that, number
exactly.
one, that we are unique and we possess a special power. So we got to understand that we have this power. And then number two, you said we need to stand in our power and get moving. So we need to
mm-hmm.
loosen and unleash our power. And you said you had a third point. I did not write that one down.
The third one is, in order to do these things, because once you recognize you have a power and you stand in your power and you get moving to walk out your purpose that God has set you on this earth for,
mm-hmm.
you got to be fit for the journey. That's why I call my coaching program Fit for the Journey, because
mm-hmm.
you have to be fit to walk out your purpose. Because if we don't stay healthy to fully walk out our God-given purpose on this earth, I was at an event last month. I said, you abort the mission too soon.
Mm-hmm.
Because there are a lot of people who are not around to fully walk out their God-given purpose 100%. They did some of it, but their assignment wasn't complete because they didn't take care of their temple. So they're gone. So now you're going to abort the mission too soon. Because
wow.
you didn't take care of God's temple that he gave you.
Wow.
Deep, right?
Yes, that is very deep.
And it just came to me like a month or so ago, a couple of places to speak, and that was a thing. It was like, you abort your mission too soon because you have a choice to take care of this
mm-hmm.
temple.
And
a lot of times I was at a church a couple of weeks back, and I was talking about how a lot of times we'll associate, taking care of God's temple with, we don't take care of God's temple when we have sex and we having drugs and drinking. But guess what? It's a sin, too, when you're eating and not taking care of gluttony. It's a sin, too. When you're eating things you shouldn't eat and your body is not well, you're not taking care of God's temple if your body is not well, neither. And then you continue to incorporate habits that are not taking care of God's temple. So it's the same
wow.
thing.
Yes.
It's the same thing.
Yes.
You know, and so, and had I not gotten off, go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead, keep going.
No, I was just saying, like, if I didn't get off the meds and
mm-hmm.
just make a decision to take care of my temple, I wouldn't be on this call with you today. Because
yes.
losing the weight and getting healthy opened up doors and a purpose that I didn't even know was my purpose. Didn't
right.
even know.
Right. Now, at your heaviest, you said you was 260 pounds?
260 plus 62, probably more than that. That was when I stopped being on the scale. I'm like, no, I'm not stepping on that scale again. I don't want to know. Right. But yeah, it was like my highest I could recall was about 262.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you said the motivation to get off of the meds was the thing that you finally just said, I'm tired of taking these meds. I'm in my 20s. You said you got diagnosed with high blood pressure at 24?
At 24. And I got diagnosed at 24. I was on my second pill at 29. And it wasn't until I was 33, I think it was, because at that time I was getting ready to get married. And
okay.
I was getting ready, and so I just wanted to get healthy in general because I had already bought my size 18 wedding dress. I didn't get some of this. I can size 18 at this point. I'm not even trying to do all that craziness to lose weight for a wedding. But it's like something
mm-hmm.
happened to me in the months before that I was like, you know what? I just need to be healthy. I'm tired of getting up every morning and popping a pill. I'm tired of every night I got to pop another one. I'm tired of my clothes
mm-hmm.
not feeling good. I'm tired of not liking how I feel in my clothes. I'm tired of not having no energy. I'm tired of going to the
mm-hmm.
emergency room, and they tell me my pressure's out of control. I was just tired. I had enough.
Wow.
I had enough. I got on a plane, and it was a plane ride coming from a conference with a colleague, and she talked about her mother dying to basically because she had high blood pressure a long time and she had some other illnesses, but the medications is what basically caused her death because she was on it for so long. And I got off the plane that day. I said, I don't want to die. I don't want to die. And I decided to change my life around. And that's how my journey started. Yep.
Wow. Wow. So, and you know, I like the way that you put that a moment ago. You said, when we don't take care of our temples, you abort the mission too soon. And that's so true. I mean, if you're sick or, you pass away, there's nothing you can do to fulfill that purpose that God called you to. And so we got to take care of these temples, you know. Many times we're running, and it's actually more expensive to be healthy than it is to just grab a burger. You know, but you have to be conscious of what you're putting in these temples, because like you said, it's time to do something different if you want to see different results and have the energy. Now, go back to number one again, because there are some people that joined us late, and I'm telling you that power, that number one, you said, you are unique and you possess a special power. For that person who just joining us and, you know, they may not realize, you know, that they have that power, that they encompass that power, that God gave them that power. They were born with it. But the world, life, situations have told them otherwise. What would you say to that person to help them understand that they are unique and they do possess a special power that only they have been given by our Father?
Well, first I would say that even regardless of what we go through, we're still here.
Mm-hmm.
And if you think about, everybody has had some kind of circumstance that could have almost snatched their life off this earth, right?
Mm-hmm.
Almost everybody has had something that has been so, and so, but God kept you because you're special.
Yeah.
Because that means there's something else he has here on this earth for you to do. And so he's giving you a power because you're still surviving regardless of what you're going through. And so it's like what we tell ourselves is so important. You have to tell yourself, I'm special. I'm powerful.
Mm-hmm.
I'm God's child, and he has me here for a mighty purpose. You have to know that. You are here for a reason. It's not by accident that you just showed up on this earth. No, you were created for something in mind special. And so it's up to us now to believe that. And when we look at, and a lot of times people, like, we miss the mark. Like, we do things to help people. If you look at things you do that people love you for, there are gifts in you that you haven't even tapped into yet. You're special. You're powerful.
Mm-hmm.
It's time now, number two, to stand in it.
Mm-hmm.
You got it.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes.
You're
number one, yes, number one, you are unique and special, and you do have that power. Number two, stand in that power and get moving. Loosen and unleash. Love it.
And I had a note here somewhere I wrote, because when I was praying, asking God to show me what I was supposed to say today, and it came back to me again. Everything, I want someone who's listening to know. Because a lot of times, I said for 2018, I'm going to be as authentic and transparent as possible. Because sometimes I suffer with sometimes asking myself, am I good enough? Do I know enough? Am I really impactful? And then I look at all the people who tell me all these things that, oh, Tiffany, you said something. Oh, this is what you helped me to do. And so came to my spirit today, and I'm going to tell somebody else on this line the same thing today. They need to know this. Because in 2018, in order to stand in your power, in order for us, me too, to stand in our power, we have to know that everything we need, everything you need is already inside of you. Everything you need is already inside of you. God has already given it to you, period. So we have to stop thinking that we don't have this and we don't have that and I can't do this because, you know, I got this. No, 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 no. It's already inside of you. You got it already. He already placed it there before you were even born. So now it's time to walk in it. Number two.
Love it, love it, love it, love it. And then number three was be fit for the journey. Right.
Take care of God's temple. Take care of God's temple.
Yes. Yes, yes.
You have to be fit for the journey. You have to be. That means taking care of your mind, your body, and your spirit. All three have to be taken care of. From 2018 and beyond, we have to take care of God's temple. Because in order for us to take care, in order for us to be fit for this journey, to walk in our power, we have to be healthy. We have to put foods in our body that serve us. We have to drink our water, get our rest, remove things that stress us, choose good relationships with people, not just men, but people, period. Men and women, we have to choose great relationships with people. And know when, and then at the same time, even when we get stressed about certain things, just know that we have to go to God with it and give it to Him and leave it there with Him and let Him fight the battle, not us. But I do that too. I give it to Him, take it back. Give it to Him, take it back. Can't do that no more. Gotta give it to Him. I give it to you, God.
Yes, I love it. You know, I remember telling my mom one time, I said, I wear an invisible shirt every day that says drama free zone. And so I don't entertain drama. I don't do stress. I don't do negativity. And so if that comes my way, it has to go. I don't do it because it's draining. And I just don't do it. You know, so when you come into my atmosphere, you have to shift who you are to come into this place of joy and peace that I am, because I am who my Father created me to be. And that stress and stuff, that's not who He created me to be. So anything that does not serve the purpose, to fulfill the purpose and the plan of my Father, then it has to be removed from my, you know, my environment. And so that's what we have to understand. Like you said, even friendships, you know, you can have a girlfriend, a homegirl that you've been friends with since kindergarten, but if they are stressors and they're taking more than they're giving, it's time to remove them.
Even family. Even family. Like let me tell you, I have this workshop that I do with educators on basically staying fit throughout the school year, being healthy, and, you know, because teaching is stressful. And I know, I was telling them in the training one time, I said, I've learned to practice certain things I say. Like, you know, when you have negative stuff coming at you, you got to be able to repel that bad boy. Like, here's my comeback line for this. Because you have to be able to squash it before it even gets to your spirit. Like, people will bring that energy around you. I'm about to shut this down right now with another word, something positive. Like you have to know what to say to even combat that stuff, because sometimes it's so deep, you're like, ooh, goodness gracious, I gotta get that off me. Like goodness. But family will take you there. And you gotta be able to shut it down and be nice about it.
You know, my grandmother used to say it like this. I think no one can say it better than she could. And she would say, you got to learn how to feed them with a long-handled spoon, even with family. You love them, but they don't have to be in your immediate circle. They don't have to be right there that's bringing you down. And, you know, if they're bringing you down, then they need to be removed from your inner circle or your immediate circle, because every person that God has for you in this hour is to build and lift you up. You all are to lock arms and hold each other up, not bring each other down.
That's right. It's so important. It's so important. And when we talk about that, like energy, even what we tell ourselves, because sometimes we're our worst enemy, we tell ourselves crazy stuff. Like, okay, no. So I have I tell everybody this. I'm kidding. Anybody who know me, I'm big on affirmations. And so in my bathroom, on my mirror, I just clean my mirror for New Year. I have new affirmations to put on my mirror. I write them with a dry erase marker. Every morning I see them. And when I find myself in a certain space, a headspace that ain't right, you know, I'm catastrophizing something, talking crazy about, no, I am powerful. I am worthy. I am enough. And you gotta tell yourself that stuff. You gotta encourage you.
Right.
In order to make it. You
know how to encourage yourself. Yeah, because your cheerleading squad ain't gonna always be around, so you gotta know how to cheer yourself up.
Sure enough.
I love it, Miss Tiffany. I love it. So tell us about, you have written a book.
Yes. I have a book called Lady of Power. It's 31 Inspirations for the Weight Loss Journey. It launched 2 years ago this month on my 40th birthday 2 years ago. And basically, it's a book of inspiration for women who are on their journey to living a healthy lifestyle. And each inspiration, I speak to something that we go through on the journey. And every one of them has a scripture attached to it. So that way you can go back and see how this applies to God's word. And then I end it with an affirmation, and then you have some pages you can journal. And so it was written with the woman in mind. And guess what's happening this year? I guess I'm going to share it officially on your station tonight. Lady of Power is getting a facelift. So there is a new launch coming. Yes, and I'm super excited about this project. There's a new book cover. The name is going to change just a little bit. It's going to be Lady of Power, but there's some things that are going to be adjusted. I have some new inspiration that are being added. Some I'm going to take out. Some I'm actually expanding on. Some of them I'm changing. So it's like it's because God said He's not done with me with that yet. So there's more. So as I evolved over the past 2 years, there's some things I need to add to it before I move to the next book. And so this book has been second edition, upgraded, and expanded. It is coming in May. So get ready, everybody. Get ready.
Amen. Amen.
But
so
in the meantime,
You said that one's coming in May, but in the meantime, how can they get the current one?
The current one they can get at ladyofpower.com.
Okay.
They can get it at ladyofpower.com. That one is still in print. I'm still shipping those out to people. So if someone wants to get the current one, it is still available. So you get a chance to see what's coming. So if you thought that one was good, the next one is off the charts. So it's coming.
Now, how do they follow you, you know, to see what you're doing, how to follow you, and how to book you as their coach? How do they do this?
Okay, so if you're looking to join my coaching program, that's coming in February. So I'm now currently enrolling women who have a great desire to really get their health on track and transform. If you come up for a quick fix and a weight loss, just wait. I'm not the one. I'm just not the one. If you come in to really make change and see a difference, and you're not hooked up on the numbers of the pounds, but you're hooked up on how to eat better, then I'm the one for you. And so that's coming in February. You can actually go to loosethepowerwithin.com/powerchat. And I'll put it in the event thing so that people can go back there and actually pick it up. loosethepowerwithin.com/powerchat. And what that does, Aaliyah, is allow them to have a one-on-one free consult. It's a free consultation with me, basically. So you get to chat with me. I get to chat. Yeah. And so that's that. And at some point, I'll have a page you could just go to. But right now, that's how I'm signing people up currently, where you can just have a chat with me and find out more about what I'm offering. And then if it fits, if we're a great fit and we go with it, then we'll get signed up and get started. But if you want to continue to follow what I'm doing on social media, on my Facebook page, it's Tiffany D. Kelly. On my other social medias like Instagram and Twitter, it's Tiffany D_Kelly. Tiffany D, D as in David, for example, _Kelly. And that's where they can find me. Please go there and follow me, like and post and comment. And it's going to be some great stuff in 2018 coming. So please get connected.
Amen. So, ladies and gentlemen, because, we do have – my listeners aren't just women. I actually have women and men listeners. But those of you who are listening, husbands, boyfriends, if you have your significant other that is ready to lose some weight – now, don't you go tell that woman she needs to lose some weight now. I'm trying to save you. I'm trying to help you out. What you need to do is – if she's expressed that she wants to lose some weight. So you can give her Tiffany's information where they can do a chat, and then you all make it a team effort to do this together. And then it will be an easier thing because she'll have an accountability partner that's right there with her. But don't you go tell that lady she needs to lose some weight.
Don't do that.
Yes, you're going to be in the dark for a very long time if you do that. I'm trying to help you out, gentlemen. I'm trying to help you out. So, Tiffany, so we appreciate you tonight with this, with these 3 points. It's going to help some people out, you know, because they need to remember that they're worthy. They need to understand that there is a purpose and a plan for their life, and they need to understand that there is a why. What is your why that makes you get up every morning? What is your why that moves you? And if you don't know your why, you need to start praying and asking God, what is my why? Because that's going to be your motivation. When nobody else is there to cheer you on, you're going to remember that why. Your why may be to become debt-free. Your why may be your children. Your why may be, I don't know what your why is, but understand that your why has to be so much bigger than you just wanting to make a dollar right now. It's got to be so much bigger than that. Because when the money comes, then what? You know.
Exactly.
So what is your why? What is your why? And as you, you know, allow the Lord to just do his work, and you do your work through him, and allow him to do his work in you, woo, it's going to be a beautiful, beautiful thing. Beautiful, beautiful thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, Tiffany, tell us one more time your website and how they can follow you.
My website is Loose the Power. That's two O's. Loose the Power. That's not lose. That is loose, like unleash. LooseThePowerWithin.com. And you can also find me on social media at TiffanyD_Kelly on Twitter and Instagram. And on Facebook, it's just Tiffany D. Kelly.
Okay. Great, great. And any final words that you have for listeners?
Well, as my pastor said, this year is a year to be great, and I love that because that's one of my favorite things when I say greater is coming. I just want to encourage someone who thinks that, you know, if 2017 was rough for you or 2017 was great for you, I just want you to understand that greater is coming, and it's time for you to be great and not to be afraid to step in your power and do all the things that God has called you to do. Surround yourself with people who are going to elevate you and push you to the next level so that you can do everything that God has set you on this earth for. And definitely, definitely put your health first. Take care of you, because if you can't take care of you and get your health in order, nothing else will take place, and you can't take care of no one else if you can't get you right. That's it.
Amen, amen. Well, we want to thank you again for joining us tonight on Fire to Inspire and being our special guest, helping us loose the power within as we start out 2018, taking care of these temples and just, you know, getting ourselves together so that we are able to do what we need to do. We have the stamina, we have the health, we have it together. So we appreciate you for sharing with us tonight and reminding us who we are and what we carry.
Yes. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it. Thank you so much for the opportunity.
We look forward to having you back as well.
Yes, anytime. Let me know.
Okay, thank you.
Anytime. All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, we've had a great, great interview with Ms. Tiffany Kelly, the health transformation coach. So if you guys have not seen her transformation, go out to my Facebook page, or if you go out to the event page of Loose Your Power Within, you actually see what she looked like at 28, and she was on all this high blood pressure medication. She said she was depressed and just so much going on health-wise. And so then you see the picture right beside it, looks like two different people at 41 at that picture. She looks phenomenal. And so there was a transformation, but it began with her mind. She had to shift her mind from this fat girl mindset to, hey, I want to be healthy, and I want to live the life that God has called me to. So make sure you go visit her. Support her. She has her next class coming up in February. And like she said, she has a free chat that you can sign up and talk to her and see if you all are a good fit. And so if she's a good fit for you and you all can work together, I think, hey, you need to get it done. Because this year, it is time for us to move in the greatness that God has already called us to, because we've already been equipped. We've already been qualified, and God has already approved us. We don't need anyone's approval because God has already done that. So understand who you are, what you carry, and that you've already been validated. So next week, guys, same time, same place, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, On Fire to Inspire. I am Aaliyah Butler, Miss On Fire to Inspire. Make sure you go out and purchase On Fire to Inspire, the book. It is available on ebook. It's available on paperback. And we also have the audiobook. There's also, if you go to Amazon, you will be able to find On Fire to Inspire, as well as my book of prayers, affirmations, and declarations. And the title of the book is just that, Prayers, Affirmations, and Declarations. And so it's time for you to see and speak daily over yourself. Speak life continually. Be intentional about your words. Even in playing, be intentional about your words, because your words are producing life or it's producing death. There's no in between. So be conscious of your words and continually speak what you want to see versus what you currently see. Again, I'm Aaliyah Butler, Miss On Fire to Inspire. I see you guys same time, same place next week. Love you guys and have a blessed and prosperous first week of the year. I am inspired.